Hey there, friend, and welcome to the You Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Mindy Hancock, and I am so glad you are listening in today. Authenticity truly happens when you let go of all the things you think you need to be. Each episode, we'll talk everything from mindset, motivation, inspiration, tough love, anxiety, mental health, and so much more. Rest assured, you can take the tools and strategies in this podcast and apply them to start living your most purposeful life out loud. All right, let's settle in for the goodness that is to come in this episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I have not given you a podcast in a while, right? I skipped the last one. So it's, if you are new to the podcast, I release a podcast every other Tuesday. And 2 weeks ago, I should have released a podcast, and I didn't. And I wanted to kind of just update you as to where I am, why I didn't release a podcast, and what you can expect from here on out. And I also hope that this podcast gives you a little bit of hope as well and permission to just be. So this school year, so if you're in education in any capacity, whether you're in the classroom, you're a counselor, you're an administrator, you're a paraprofessional, you're in the cafeteria, whatever it is that you do, if you are in education, I am sending you so much love, and I want you to know that I see you. This school year has been so hard, and I say that, and I know that I feel like, you know, we think, or we might say that years are hard before. And even the year of COVID when we shut down and it was like very, you know, crazy and we had no idea what we were doing, that was hard. It was. And then last year was hard. We had to wear masks and there was a lot of quarantining and there was a lot of different things and things that we didn't know what to do and we had never experienced before. That was hard. But this year takes the cake. Where I live in Texas, and we have released all restrictions and mandates a long time ago. So going into the school year, I think we thought, or I felt at least, that it was going to be more normal. And not only that, like we are kind of like through the state, we're kind of given this feeling as though it should be normal, right? But it is the furthest thing from normal. No, we don't have mandated masks that we did last year, and that was hard and something to adjust to. So we don't have to wear a mask. It's a choice. There is different types of quarantining instructions this year. Everything is a little bit different, but yet it's so much harder. And if you're not in education, I don't really know how else to explain it. There are things that I have seen and watched, you know, students go through that I didn't anticipate this year. So if you are in education, I want you to know that I see you and I love you, and know that it is, you are not alone in this, and it is hard, and all we can do is just keep putting one foot in front of the other. So with that being said, I was not anticipating this school year to be this hard. So when I planned out all of my launches and planned out everything for this, for my business, I had planned to release Ditch Your Worries, which is my do-it-yourself like course that you can purchase at any point. And I'll put the link in the show notes if that's something that you want to read about. It's available at any point, and you can, you know, sign up for it and you have it for life. But I released that, launched it, and then I had planned to kind of open up the doors to my one-on-one coaching, because all of my students had, or one-on-one clients, students had finished up their time with me. They had graduated and it was time to reopen and re-enroll new one-on-one clients. And I didn't have it in me. Not that I didn't want to work my business and not that I didn't want to show up for you guys. Something had to give. And I say that with vulnerability and honesty, because I didn't want it to be, you know, my business, but I could not bring myself to do anything else. So when I got home, I couldn't do anything else. I was like, you know, doing the normal, like I needed to cook dinner and do that and get ready for bed. And I was just so tired and exhausted mentally and physically and emotionally. And to pour out more on social media, that is, was just not a capability for me at that point. So I had a little bit of a breakdown where I had a moment where I cried and I just was having lots of anxiety and overwhelm, and I felt like a failure. I felt like, you know, that those of you who follow me and those of you who listen to the podcast was going to feel the same way. Like, what is wrong with Mindy? Why hasn't she shown up? Why didn't she release that podcast? Why isn't she showing up on Instagram? And I felt like I was a failure. But then I had to tell myself that if I don't listen to what my body is telling me to do and I don't do what's best for me mentally and emotionally, that I couldn't show up anyway and I wasn't going to show up in the best way possible, and I'm not going to serve anybody from that space. So I had to take some time away. And if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably noticed that there was some time that I wasn't posting at all on stories, and I'm usually pretty active on stories. I may not post every day in my feed, but it's been a while since I posted in my feed. Probably, I think maybe the last post was my anniversary post when we just hit our 12-year wedding anniversary. But I had to take time. I had to allow myself to be. I had to allow myself to disconnect and decide that it was okay to not be on. And it was okay to just sit in the background and feel my emotions and cry and remind myself that I wasn't a failure and that the way that I feel right now, or the way that I was feeling, was not a reflection of me as a person, me as a counselor, me as a coach, me as a wife, a daughter, a friend. And if I wanted to, in any way, shape, or form, be the best version of myself for any of those roles, I needed to do something for me. So that's what I did. And I am slowly but surely, you know, coming back out of my little cocoon and releasing some podcasts here for you. And I just kind of wanted to give you an open and honest kind of like where I've been, what's going on, because I've had people reach out to me on Instagram and say, like, is everything okay? Like, I feel like you haven't shown up here. And yeah, everything's fine. Everything's good. I'm good. I just needed a minute. And that's something that I tell my students a lot of the times, that sometimes it's okay to just need a minute. A minute might turn into a week, a minute might turn into a month. But sometimes we just have to give our mental space, that time to process the things that we are going through, because especially when it's something that we weren't expecting. So if you are in a space right now that things are just feeling really, really hard and you feel like you can't stop, you feel like you can't give yourself that space because you feel like you're going to be, you know, dropping a ball somewhere or disappointing someone, I'm giving you a little bit of permission here. And I hope that this gives you some permission to just be. Just allow yourself the time to step away and refill your cup. Do something that your soul needs, your body needs, your mind needs. I spent time with my family. My husband and I worked outside and repainted our house. I went to the pumpkin patch with my nieces. Had a birthday party with my nieces this weekend for them. So like just doing things that bring me joy is what I've done. Moving my body, but in a way of wanting to move it to feel better, not moving my body to change my body necessarily. Moving it because I need it for my mental health. So that's kind of where I've been. That's where I'm at. I'm doing so much better. But I know that sometimes we just need to take a step back, and you might see me slowly bringing things out there to the forefront, and I will continue to do so. But I just wanted to let you guys know. I may shift some things on how I show up just to keep myself kind of making sure that I don't overdo it and that I don't overwhelm myself and I don't mask my things that are going on in my life, like the things that at work that are hard or things that are happening in my life. I don't mask those emotions by pouring into somewhere else like social media. So I will be keeping you updated on how you may see me showing up. It may be a little different. You may not even notice it, and that's fine. But I'm just going to be honest with you guys and let you know what you can expect from me. So I'm going to go ahead and end today's podcast. If you needed this permission, here it is. And I want you to know that I love you, I see you, and I'm sending you so much love, and I'm so grateful for you. And I pray that this episode gave you the permission that you needed to just take a step back and allow yourself to be and allow yourself to just find joy in the little moments. Find joy somewhere. Because right now, maybe you're in a space where it's hard to find joy. So give yourself that space to stop, take a deep breath, and find joy or do something that you know will bring you joy. So that's it for today. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the You Out Loud podcast. I hope this episode was able to help you shift your mindset, take the step, or give you the little push you needed. If you loved this episode, don't forget to share it with your friends, tag us on Instagram, or leave us a rating and review over on iTunes. It is truly appreciated, and I do a little happy dance every single time. You are so important, and life is way too short to be playing small. It's time to take a chance on yourself and start living out loud.